Time to head off to the world beyond the headlines now. Peter Dykstra is our guide. He's one of the team at Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and thedailyclimate.org. And he joins us on the line from Conyers, Georgia. Hi there, Peter.
Well, hi, Steve. You know, recently the American Lung Association put out its annual list of America's most polluted cities, and California swept the top seven spots in the competition, measuring for ozone and particle air pollution, the Golden State rules. Fresno took the gold medal, followed by Bakersfield, Visalia, Modesto, LA, El Centro, and the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, that's a dubious honor. What happened to the big smokestack cities in the east?
Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland took the 8 through 10 spots, but Philadelphia actually got high marks for its clean air. Now, clean, healthy air is important, and the Lung Association is certainly a fine organization, but the two main types of air pollution alone do not a polluted city make. So I've got a little issue with calling this a list of most polluted cities. In America, pollution has a big, diverse tent. There's mine runoff, sewage releases, pesticides, fertilizer runoff, waste dumps, coal ash, oldies but goodies like lead and asbestos and uranium tailings. I mean, I could go on, but you get the point. Let's not let air pollution take all the oxygen out of the room. But let me give you one example of why smoggy California is not all that.
Okay, go on.
California has 97 sites on EPA's Superfund toxic waste cleanup priority list. But California is a big state, the third biggest of the 50 states, so that works out to about one Superfund site for every 1,700 square miles of California. Now, Pennsylvania is a much smaller place. It has 95 Superfund sites, about one every 500 miles. Quite a few of them in that clean air capital, Philadelphia. And my ancestral home of New Jersey? A Superfund site every 76 square miles. So what's most polluted? It's not just what we breathe.
I see. So, hey, what's the cleanest state by Superfund standards?
Alaska. Six Superfund sites spread over a vast 2/3 of a million square miles. Steve, that place is so clean you could eat a meal off the melting permafrost.
Well, we don't want to linger too long on that melting permafrost, so what else do you have for us today?
If I asked you to guess the one thing that Americans grow that takes up the most acreage, you might say it's corn, but you'd be wrong. And neither is it wheat nor soybeans or anything else consumed by humans. It's lawns. And our 63,000 square miles of lawns is three times the acreage we plant in corn. This according to a new NASA and NOAA study.
Whoa, that's a lot of turf. No pun intended. And the resources and money that go into lawn care?
Well, there's a noted researcher at Duke, Bill Shimidis, who pulled together some numbers on this a while back. 30 to 60% of residential water use is outside. That means lawns and gardens and pools. There's a $30 billion a year lawn care economy and 30,000 tons of synthetic pesticides, 3 million tons of fertilizers a year used on lawns. 800 million gallons of gasoline are used. 17 million gallons of those are spilled by lawnmowers and weed whackers. One final number, going back to the state's theme, if those 63,000 square miles of lawn were their own state, they'd be the 21st biggest state in America, just smaller than Washington State, just bigger than Florida.
So sometimes green is not so green. Let's move on to the history calendar now.
With all the observations of Katrina's 10th anniversary and the renewed focus on how environmental burdens fall on poor and minority communities, it's time to remember that August 31st is the 25th anniversary of the seminal book on environmental justice, Dumping in Dixie. The author, Bob Bullard, has been called the father of the environmental justice movement. His book made a compelling case for addressing the deep injustices in who carries the biggest environmental risks, often in poor factory towns, near waste dumps, or inner city neighborhoods. A quarter century later, many environmental activists still say that government, big environmental groups, and the news media are slow to act on or even understand the problems. My favorite quote is one from the Reverend Jesse Jackson from years ago, who pointed out that you'll never find a nuclear waste dump in Beverly Hills.
I don't imagine you'll find a solid waste transfer station there or a big sewage treatment plant for that matter, huh?
Right.
Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and thedailyclimate.org. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time, Peter. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Steve. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.